Here's my favorite line from my favorite book on leadership. Credible leaders accept and act upon the paradox of power. We become most powerful when we give our power away. That comes from Kouzis and Posner in the Leadership Challenge. Some never get this. They're threatened by staff. Their ego needs to be in control. They fear mistakes. Or their organization tells them it's dangerous to share freedom, responsibility, and power. Here's their patron saint, Jack Nicholson, in A Few Good Men. We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. Increasingly, enlightened leaders understand that the new world demands that we give power away. Even in the army, which has historically advanced Colonel Jessup's impassioned rationale for control, change is rapid as the circumstances of war are now radically different than they have been. In the new army, situations shift unpredictably. The enemy doesn't stand across a battle line. They don't wear identical uniforms and move as one, directed by a single commander. And so the army strives to teach soldiers the principles and missions to allow them to make on-the-spot decisions. The army becomes most powerful when the command can decentralize power. Likewise, in business, the battles move more quickly. They go online, through technology, with upstart startups and demanding customers. And so workers up and down the line in the greatest businesses have the authority to get the customer or client what they need. It simply won't work to take a week to percolate every question up and down the food chain. Well, last week I was training a really great group of folks from a California government agency. I asked them this question, which I invite you to ponder. If you were wildly committed to empowering your people, acting on this paradox of power, what might you do? How could you really take radical steps to upskill your people, to help them be knowledgeable, skilled, confident, etc.? Ravi, from the back of the room, gave the same answer that one of the guys at Google's Ann Arbor office had given when I'd asked a similar question to their managing team a couple of years ago. And they both gave it in the same way. In fact, I can imagine John Madden describing these comments and the way these guys delivered them, like he used to say on Monday Night Football. The guy was sitting there, and then it was like boom! The running back hit the hole and he was gone. Nobody could catch him. Boom, John Madden would say. Because it was as if these two guys had each been hit by lightning and in turn shot everyone else a bolt. Shut us all up. Made us really think. Wow, could you do that? Would they let you? What would happen? Cool. I don't know if the fellow at Google actually did it, or whether Ravi will do it. And here's the it. Here's what they said they would do if they were wild about empowering their folks. And I quote them, "I would have people on my team do my job, and I would do theirs." Man, I love that idea. Anybody out there tried it? Anybody want to weigh in? How about this? Has anybody done it with their kids? Invited them to do your job at home for a week? I'd love to hear about that too. It sure would give people a sense of empowerment and one cool opportunity to lead with their best self.